It is. We have come for our book distribution meeting for the marathon of 2006. We really appreciate that after your Sunday feast program, so many important things coming up. And after this meeting, immediately, there will be a beautiful film downstairs at the Bhaktivedanta Hall called Remembering the Glories of Nandarani. So that movie will start immediately after this meeting. It was scheduled to start at 4:30, but they have postponed it till this meeting is over. So we would like to really thank all of you, because it's time to go home, but you have all stayed back. And this meeting is important because on the 1st of December, our yearly marathon, the book distribution marathon, will commence for the congregation. And devotees can note that the marathon for the brahmacharis has already started. We have two bus parties already going out, and many devotees doing a lot of book distribution already. And this month, December, December 1st to 31st, we'll be doing this marathon. This is a very special month. In India, generally people say it's the month of Gita Jayanti, the month when the Bhagavad Gita was spoken. In the West, they call it as the month of the Christmas. But for devotees, this month is very special because of a few reasons. Firstly, this month of December is a very promising month, because this is a month we can get maximum mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada has said that if you want to please me, distribute my books. So we have got a tremendous chance to get a lot of mercy in this month. And secondly, this is a month very special because by distributing books, devotees experience all around the world, all devotees are testimony to this fact, that we experience some special taste. Now this taste cannot be compared with any kind of new marketing technique that we come across. None of the techniques will give us the same taste as the taste of distributing one Prabhupada's book. And what is that taste? We'll hear from different devotees now. They'll share their realizations. And also, book distribution is an opportunity for all of us. It is also a month when we can experience more Krishna consciousness. Devotees have unanimously agreed that when they go out and distribute books, they experience more closeness to Krishna, because they have to depend on Krishna. Books are not going out. It's a very challenging environment. And at the end of the day, even if you don't distribute a lot of books, devotees have expressed that they felt more Krishna conscious. So if not anything else, to become more Krishna conscious, book distribution offers a very, very promising service. So before we tell you some of the developments that we have in this month, some of the opportunities that we have for book distribution, I would like to request His Grace Vamsidhar Prabhu is here. Yes, I think Vamsidhar Prabhu will be a very good example for all of us to learn from. He has recently set up a bookstall at Vashi and Nerul area. And just when the marathon is about to begin, already the response he has got is something overwhelming. And one man who came there, he was completely transformed. So let us hear from Vamsidhar Prabhu what exactly happened, if you can tell all of us.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Ki! So it was a very purifying and very electrifying experience. And it's a pleasure to distribute books in New Bombay, especially Vashi. It's a very well furnished granite and all those things. We have about 20,000 square foot to distribute the books without any hassles. And CIDCO and the railway authorities have been very kind enough to give us the permission for about a month each station, Vashi, Nerul and CBD Belapur. And we are applying in Panvel and Kandeshwar tomorrow, and we are very confident that they will definitely give us. Now coming to the aspect, it's very, very easy to sell the books, but we make it difficult because of our hesitancy, shyness. We have to be shameless because we have come naked and we are going to go naked. So where is the shame now? So, you know, what we have to do is, what we are doing, I'll tell you, as soon as the train comes, lot of public comes out, you know, and they don't have time, especially they run to catch the auto or the buses, etc. So we also shout, without looking at their faces, Bhagavad Gita as it is, in English, Bhagavad Gita in various languages, Jasyai Tashi in Marathi, Yatarup in Hindi also, and we include the slogans like, Mayakedas, Sada Udas, and Kashakedas, Sada Bindas. So we should not see their face and tell them, we should be looking here and there, but our message should go very clearly. Because they are in Udas, because they are serving Maya, but it should not be so obvious that they will come and, you know, give a fight. So some of them, hearing this slogan, they come. So then we have to be very humble. And one experience is such, two females, they came, they gave the card, they are from DNA. And then I gave my card that we are from Stock Exchange. Then the curiosity arose for them. Oh, you are from Stock Exchange? They are under the impression that we are getting some commission and all those things. And they unnecessarily quote, Juve is selling at 5 rupees discount and you are, you know, selling at 65, etc. So I told them, see, all these booksellers here are going to the office, like His Grace Madan Murai Prabhu. He is an engineer working in Mazagon Dock. I got my own stock market business. I don't need this to earn money out of this. On the contrary, we are taking it as a service which Srila Prabhupada has given. And we are looking for throughout the year. Unfortunately, the marathon is only in December, I told them. And you people should try to understand what we are doing here. We are doing preaching. At the same time, it has changed our life. And we are interested in changing your life. Are you interested? Then the curiosity arose. They bought three books. We never expected they will buy even one book. Then what happened, we are conducting our Bhagavad Gita course in CBD Belapur between 3rd to 8th of December. So I just casually mentioned them and gave the pamphlet. And I told them, why not you people being in DNA, being the publication, now which is speaking of its number 2 after Times of India. So I told them, why not you please publish this, our, you know, Srila Prabhupada's mission. She said, okay, no problem. And somebody called me yesterday. Are you have given your advertisement in DNA regarding your Bhagavad Gita course? I said, I have not given. Then he said, no, somebody has seen the paper and they have called me. I said, okay. Then I was, today morning I was going through it, I saw their DNA card. So what I am trying to tell you is, we don't know them, but having, you know, had a dialogue for few minutes, they have been good enough to publish this in their paper. Now, our registered, unregistered counselees, both mine as well as the His Grace Madan Murai Prabhu's, all of them are doing an excellent job. Most of them are employed, but after the office hours they come immediately and take this seva very enthusiastically, which is very important. Some days the score may be 100 plus, some days it may be 10, sometimes it may be 5, sometimes it may be 55. But now it is picking up, and Vashi is the right place because a lot of floating population is there and a lot of BPO offices have come in CBD Belapur and other places. So it's a wonderful opportunity, and we don't know who is going to buy how many books. So let us not have any mental speculation about that. What we must do is sincerely serve Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj for this mission, that yes, I am confident today I will be able to sell the books, and we have got 1 month time. Where is the anxiety? Okay, except for the Sundays, all the time is ours. And in CBD Belapur, I requested Krishna Sharan Prabhu that those volunteers who are selling books in the New Bombay, they will come to your hotel and have prasadam free of cost. And that is a service for you. And His Grace Radhika Budhi Prabhu was, you know, very overwhelming, and he readily accepted the offer. And they are also keeping the books in their hotel. And what we must do, we must always carry the books, as one of the Prabhujis they mentioned here. We must carry the books in our bag. We must keep the books at our houses. We must keep the books, sufficient books at our congregation places. Yesterday, His Grace Gauram Prabhu came to our congregation, gave a nice lecture, and after the lecture was over, we mentioned about the book distribution, and in the council is waiting also. So we have to impress them time and again, because these councils are new. So they were very enthusiastic. You won't believe, within a matter of 20 minutes, we sold 2000 rupees worth of books. And those who have bought, all are new. No one is, you know, that is old devotee. All were new. And some of them, they have taken on credit, we have given them also. And those who want Bhagavatam sets, we will deliver at their doorstep. Let them pay the money at the temple authorities. We will deliver them at their doorstep because it's weighing about 20 kgs or whatever it is. And lot of our drivers, our office boys, they're all helping for this mission. And if you want any help, any of you, in delivering these books at the respective places, our vehicle is there. This is for exclusively, this vehicle has been bought exclusively for the service of Srila Prabhupada. And another great experience is when we are distributing in D-Mart. Now it's another supermarket which is growing all over Bombay. And recently they opened a very nice one on par with international standard in opposite to Seawood railway station. So fortunately for me and unfortunately for them, the owner is a stockbroker. So we went on Saturdays and Sundays to distribute the books, and Bhupender and all of them, they had a slight bitter experience also. They never allowed us to distribute the books. I said, what is your area? They said, up to this is my area. I said, after that is Srila Prabhupada's area. We will distribute the books. Then he complained. I said, you make a complaint. We will also lodge a complaint. I said, you must allow on, you know, out of your generosity. Then he said, okay, we will charge you 4,500 rupees. I said, we are not as wealthy as you are, but we will distribute the books. You tell me your area. Then after that area, we kept our table. We kept sufficient books and we sold. We must be bold enough, because on the other footpath, some these Eureka Forbes and all, they were selling their water filter and all those things. I said, they are making money. You charge them 10,000 rupees, we don't mind, but give us free of cost. Then with great persuasion, you know, I went inside their supermarket and bought about 10 bottles of aerated water to please them. Another fine experience in D-Mart was, one Prabhuji came from Sitco. He said, I am an engineer here. Then I said, we are stockbrokers. Then Chalukya, then he said, okay, I will give 100 kgs of sugar to your temple. I said, please, when I should come? He said, I will go inside the shop and I will come out. I will take you. It is nearby only my house. So we are waiting, waiting. He has not come and that shop was supposed to close. Then I told, okay, I will go inside and search for him. And he was the last one with his family to come out. I said, now I want to come to your house and take the sugar. Because it's a Kali Yuga. He has, you know, already committed, and if his mind may change or people come and change his mind. But he was a thorough gentleman. He was very good enough, and he was mentioning about, you know, the temple coming in Kargar and all those things, and he was helping the ISKCON about getting this land and all those things he was mentioning. And I went to his house. Then I saw the 100 kg sugar. I said, I can't lift it. You know, already I am 50. I don't have the strength. And he was so bulky. He was supposed to come to the temple today. Then he said, okay, we'll do one thing. Tomorrow morning you come around 5 o'clock and I will make the necessary bags and you can take. I said, 5 o'clock will be too early because that is our Mangalarti time. So we'll come at 7:30 and pick it up. And believe me, we went to his house at 12:30 in the night, myself and my wife, and that Prabhuji with his daughter standing down for 1 hour for us, kept all the bags ready and we put it inside our car and delivered to the temple. And not only that, then I went and gave him the receipt from our temple, saying that thank you very much for your 100 kg sugar, and he wanted in particular Shubham Enterprises the receipt. Then I told him, then he asked me any other seva. I said, Vishwarup Prabhu wants 1000 kg sugar for Barsana I camp. He said, only 1000 kg? I said, yes, I thought you will ask for full lorry. He was mentioning, we don't know each other, just imagine. So Prabhupada the book bechne ke andar hi both sara business hota hai. Honorary. Don't do our personal business. Follow me. So scope kitna unlimited hai. Itna bada congregation hai apne paas. 3000, 2000, you know, devotees are there. Each one sell one book per day. How much it comes to? But we are not doing. Where is the effort? We are just, you know, feeling shy. How we will do it and all those things. Make your attempt these 2 months. Use it completely for selling the books only. You can do it. Everybody is capable. Take your children. If they go out of shyness, they have to buy the books. You know, and many of them, they have come for the congregation program now. Another thing. Monday, Lord Shiva temple is crowded. Tuesday, Ganpati. Wednesday, Devi. Thursday, Sai Baba. Then Friday, Saturday, miscellaneous Babas. Anirudh Baba, this Baba, that Baba. So take Anuman on Saturdays and Sunday here. Full advantage. In fact, Santosh Delvi Prabhu from CBD Belapur went to Sai Baba Mandir. He all alone sold in CBD Belapur just in 2 hours 25 Krishna books and 6 Bhagavad Gita books. We never expected. Just imagine. But you have to put effort. Of course, other railway station, all these places doesn't have that much facility. And believe me, all these police authorities and all those things, they are very much, you know, helpful to us. Especially in New Mumbai. I don't know about other railway station. So how you behave, you know, it can happen. And Prabhupada will definitely help us. So please, you know, take this very, very seriously. And Brahmacharis, they also add color to our book distribution. because we are in kirmi dress, they are in saffron dress, so it becomes Hispanic color, so that also bit attractive, you know, for the crowd. And once you put the table nicely, get organized. Don't sell the books disorganized. Nobody will buy. Please make your table, put a nice cloth, if it possible, iron it, and keep the books in a nice way. It's a marketing, you know, you have to attract them. So they will definitely buy. And you don't think that, you know, 8 o'clock, now enough, nobody will come. 9 o'clock, some people come, they buy 50 books and go away. And this gentleman who gave sugar, on 3rd December, he says it is auspicious day for him. He wants 225 Bhagavad Gita in Hindi and 225 Bhagavad Gita in Marathi. He has given the order. So what I told him, I already told the temple and they have kept ready the books and I will issue a letter to you. Are yaar, aap mero bharosa rakho. You know, bharosa ta hai. Then he said, I will issue the check only on that day. I said, no problem. Just imagine, 100 kg sugar, 1000 kg sugar for Barsana and 450 Srila Prabhupada's books. Srila Prabhupada transcendental book distribution key.
Thank you, Vamsila Prabhu. As one thing he didn't mention because he's very humble, he has a very powerful technique for book distribution. Many times devotees say, you know, can you tell us some technique by which we can actually distribute books? So there is no formula as such, because different devotees have different techniques. But one thing Vamsidhar Prabhu very effectively does is he smiles. Now he is speaking in a very fired up way here, but when anybody comes, he smiles. And smile, it is said, is the only curve that can straighten up things. And he uses it very effectively, because people are depressed. They are miserable outside. They don't have Krishna consciousness. They are completely sad. And they are walking in a very depressed way, and suddenly they see devotees, so by default they will be suspicious and they will be angry. And even if we are nervous, and if we are not, if we have a depressed face or a scared face, nervous face, then they get more suspicious. For the best way to break ice is just give a big smile, and they see you are happy and you are exuding warmth and affection, they immediately open up, and then everything becomes easy. So this is one technique we could do. Another thing which is a very powerful technique, many devotees have experienced this, is depending on Krishna. So when a person takes a book and you are praying intensely, Krishna, let him take the book, you are in his heart as Paramatma, please let him take, and then he doesn't take or he takes, whatever happens, we become Krishna conscious. So at the end of the day, we come back to the temple or we go back home, we might have sold only one book, but we might have shown book to thousands of people, nobody must have taken, but because we are sincerely endeavored, we become Krishna conscious. And this is the experience of a team of 5 devotees who have gone to the farm, and they are going to village after village and they are distributing books, and just less than 2 weeks they have already sold 1700 Bhagavad Gitas. And this is a team led by Rupa Raghunath Prabhu, who is one of the senior most devotees here. He was in the Gurukul in late 80s, and since then he has been here in Radha Gopinath Mandir. And he with his team of Venudari Prabhu, Pitambar Prabhu, Guru Gauranga Prabhu, they are doing wonderful book distribution. So let us request Rupa Raghunath Prabhu to share his realizations during this marathon. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, when initially we thought of going in villages nearby Wada, during every year we used to have Pandal programs. We have Gordan Farm, and nearby Gordan Farm, 20 kilometer, 30 kilometer, we have preaching programs. And when we have preaching programs, so once a year we have Pandal program there. 1,000, 2,000 people comes there for Harinam Sankirtan, Prasad and lectures. And that time we used to put bookstall there, but not much book distribution. That's why we thought, okay, we want to do marathon, and we'll have target of 1500 Bhagavad Gita or Mahabig books. And then every day at least 50 books we can give. Then when first day we went just close by to farm, and one thing, because when we were in bus party, we used to have speaker on our bus with Prabhupada Hare Krishna dhun. And when we were going, bus is going from nearby villages, whole village they coming on road. All children's villagers, they just come out from their houses and they see what is going on. And they, when they hear Hare Krishna, they just raise their hands and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Hare Krishna is very familiar there. And so we put up our, we have utility jeep here. So we put banners both sides, on top, both sides. And when we put up stalls, we try to go in marketplace. Like Vadaj is market on Monday, then like a bazaar. So that time we go that place and it's very crowded. In that area most of the markets are with all these fishes and all. Somehow we try to set up our stall aside where devotees can stay for more time. And but somehow when we first day we put up our stall there, and we thought at least let first Gita somebody come and take up. And at, when we just started announcing, and when we started announcing there, whole crowd came. And it was difficult devotees to handle them. When we started telling this Bhagavad Gita for just 65 rupees, and then people just taking out money, we just villagers with the caps and all the Maharashtrian middle class people, farmers, and when they started coming and they started taking books, and it was, we couldn't believe it, even these villagers, they will take the books. And then we one, two devotees, they will sit at bookstall. And then we have 5, 6, when we, before this marathon started, we announced in where we have 4, 5 preaching programs, and we announced there, this is the, Prabhupada has given so much time. Prabhupada said, best of mine is in my books. Prabhupada says, best of mine is in my books. So books are so important. Prabhupada has given whole night together is to write the books. So hard work he done for writing these books. And at least we have this little service just to distribute them. This way we try to encourage nearby when, through our preaching programs. And when we first time we announced there, how many devotees are ready to spare their time different ways. So everybody raised their hands. We want to do this marathon in preaching programs. And then 25, 30 devotees preaching program, 5, 6 preaching programs, everywhere. They are so enthusiastic for doing this book distribution. And 4, 5 devotees, they told, whole month we will stay at farm only. And we will go with your jeep, your vehicle, and we will be with you only whole month. They are family members, some are students, but they are taking out time from coming directly to the stall. Some are they coming and staying there without asking them. Some are one or two people, they came first day. And then when they saw, there's so much enthusiasm, there's so much pleasure doing this service. They're so happy, devotees, whole day from 9 o'clock till 6 o'clock, they're on stall. Whole day just dust is coming in eyes and mouth, is difficult to shout also that time. But still, devotees are there, they're happy after all this struggle. And when they see that they're blissful and happy mood, most of the, many of congregation devotees from all nearby areas, they started coming on stalls. Wherever we put a stall, they without, we don't call them. They just come up and they be there at stall. And one or two devotees will stay at stall. And then all these young boys, they will go in offices, shops, then houses. And once our devotees, when in Vada, the Taluka place, when our devotees are going in offices, it was a scene like they are just waiting for books. Never vehicle has gone there, our ISKCON vehicle has gone there. And they were, many of them did not know about the Bhagavad Gita. And when first time we went and he just introduced, this is the book, essence of all scriptures and all these things, when we explained them and how it's important in our human life, and they just, yes, give me. In offices, all municipal office, Gram Panchayat office, and the people are just taking out money and giving. It was a scene like they're waiting for books. One place in Vada we went, in the office, we gave the book. And then he took book, and we had our visiting card with Radha Gopinath picture and farm address, everything. We gave that card, he told, I don't want that. Then I keep this, you can keep on a table or you can just stick out wall. No, I don't want that. I just want Bhagavad Gita. Why? You just take it. Then he said, my name is Mehmood. I can't take this picture. But I want to read this Bhagavad Gita. She took Bhagavad Gita. So people are so interested. One place we went in office, there one person, I just told him, 5-6 people are just having lunch, I don't know, I will come later on. No, wait. Then I just showed him Bhagavad Gita. He said, no, I got this Bhagavad Gita from Amravati, I have this book. Then I started explaining more about Bhagavad Gita. Then other person said, kuch din pehle maine 7-8 kitab li thi aur sabko baat diya tha, aisa hi baat diya tha. Then suddenly one person told, anyway I got this Bhagavad Gita, but my father-in-law taken away, so give me one Bhagavad Gita. Then everybody then on that table, then mere ko bhi de do, mujhe bhi de do. Everybody took the Bhagavad Gita. And one fellow, he told, no, give me 2 Bhagavad Gitas. All these are Hindus, I am Muslim. I will take 2 Bhagavad Gitas and I will distribute this. I will give a gift as a gift to others. So, people are so enthusiastic. So, they just want these books. And when yesterday we were in Boisar, that company name is TAPS, the big colony there. And our Guru Gauram Prabhu, he went to take permission. We want to go to school and clubs, all these places inside the colony. And when he was asking for permission, for 1 hour, security didn't allow him only. He was just standing there. Just let me go to school, I will take permission and come back. So waiting, then sir, ultimately he allowed him. So phoning somebody and he allowed him. When Guru Gauram Prabhu went there, and he was waiting for 1 hour, he had almost like 15 books with him. Nasan, as he went inside, this teacher, they are so happy in schools. They are saying, yeah, welcome. That other one bhai was there, she was doing some cleaning and all these things. She made him sat there. Tum idhar hi baitho. Then, nahi, humko andar bulaya. They called us inside. No, you sit here only. Because they saw his sadhu bhai, what he will go and teach us and he will do there. So, then suddenly one teacher came out from there. When she saw that all these devotees are sitting here, and then that teacher shouted this, the person that bhai who was cleaning there. She told, "Are these are sadhus bhai making sit them here. You should allow them to come inside. They should come to office." And then she took them to offices. And then vice principal, she told, "Give me Gita and Krishna." She took Gita and Krishna. And all teacher, along 15 books within few minutes over. Like that, people are just waiting for books. We have to just reach to them. There's so much need of books. One person came, we were in Bhiwandi. And when the one person came, he said, "Mere paas 6 Gita hai. Kuch samjha nahi abhi tak." He took this Bhagavad Gita. And I told him, "Isko padho." Then I told him, "Just ek do page padho isme se. Just read 1 or 2 pages." And he stood there. 2-3 minutes he just went through few pages. "Ye thoda samajh raha hai." And he took Bhagavad Gita. He took the Bhagavad Gita. There's so many ways. There's so much pleasure in doing this book distribution. When somebody wants to be a preacher, best thing is he should distribute the books. Because initially, sometimes we have stage fear, difficult to talk to people. But if you go for book distribution, people are going to ask the questions and you have to answer them. You can't just keep quiet. If you feel, no, I can't give lecture, I can hide somewhere. But if you're on road and somebody is asking question, then you have to speak out. So it's the best way, just bold. You can so bold in preaching and all. Just sometimes when that one devotee from farm, he came with us to offices. Then he's saying me that one big officer was there, that municipal office. And usually when all these village people are scared to go in big officer office. So that elderly person was there. And we just straightway, we just asked him, "Can I come inside?" And asked him, just went there. And then when he saw that, then when he took book and we came out, he's asking, "Prabhuji, aap aise kisi ke bhi office mein ja sakte hai kya?" So because so bold, you know, because you're doing this selfless service. We don't have any our own motives to do this service. Because it's selfless, so we can just call anybody and give these books to anybody, and there is no fear. Yesterday we were at Boisar, then a stall, one security came, the staff security was just in front. He came and started arguing, this Bhagavad Gita, sometimes you have to really tackle these people so many ways. This person is coming, is asking, when Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita? I just told 5,000 years back. What was the yuga that time? That's the end of the upper yuga. So, if Krishna spoke, why Krishna comes? Yada yadaya dharmasya. He comes to establish the dharma. Then, if Krishna established dharma, then why Kali Yuga came? What is the answer for that? So many people came with so many ways and there's so many ideas. And as the scripture says, after Dwapara Yuga, Kali Yuga comes. Krishna came, he established dharma, Kauravas gone, Pandavas came and he established dharma. He established dharma. And after the scriptures, because it mentioned in scriptures, so Chaturuga has to come, Kali Yuga has to come. Till Parikshit Maharaj, you don't know, Parikshit Maharaj is Dantakatha. And if you don't believe in scriptures, don't discuss only. Just go away. I am not interested to discuss with you. If you not believe in, if you say Parikshit Maharaj, Bhagavat is Dantakatha, I am not interested to discuss with you. He just went away. Then he is coming, he is telling, Dekho, mai Bhagwan banana janta hoon. I told, if you know how to make Bhagwan, then you are not with this security dress and doing all this security work here. If you know how to make Bhagwan, you have not done this all this security work here. So then he just kept on it. Theek hai, main baad mein baat karta hoon. They just went up. Of course, we have to be very calm and cool. When we have, of course, better not to go into these discussions. Best way. When we have marathons, best way is just give the books. But still, somebody is like a blaspheming Krishna or devotee, we have to take some action. At the same time, we have to be very peaceful, especially with our temper, we have to maintain it. Then, even surrounding people, they help us. And then really, they take the books and this is the way you can just go ahead with this book distribution more and more. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Rupa Gunapuru. Actually, a few years back, devotees were distributing books in one village in Maharashtra like this. The local gunda there, devotees didn't know that he's the biggest gunda there. He came up and he said, this is my area, you can't distribute books. And he started abusing. And our Devanand Pandit Prabhu was there. And he is from the Indian Navy. So when he was provoked, he took him aside. He told him, come behind the bus. And he chastised him very heavily. So this man was shocked that he was chastised in his own village by outsiders. And he is the biggest gunda there. So he said, I'm going to beat you up right now. And Panditji Prabhu said that we are six of us here. No, we can beat you better. So he said, I'm going to come back with all my group. And he went very angrily. But the devotees were so busy distributing books, they didn't bother to think what will happen next. And this man didn't turn up. Next day morning, the same man came back. He came with five people. And believe it or not, this man said, Hare Krishna, humko aapke books lena hai. It completely changed. And not only that, he took the books. He took the books and he invited Devanand Pandit Prabhu to his home. So we don't know what happened that night. Nobody knows what happened that night. It's a mystery. But one thing is sure, that Prabhupada's mercy is inconceivable. And devotees who distribute books, basically they experience a lot of adventure. There's a lot of adventure and excitement in book distribution. We can't deny that. And therefore, because of this excitement, we have devotees from all ages. You know, old men, women, youth, children, everybody doing books. Like we have Abhinandan Prabhu, he is 70 plus and his health is very bad. He's already had some heart operations and his health is very down. And every year his book scores keep increasing. Now, yesterday morning they announced he's already in 110 Mahabig books. The marathon is just beginning and he's already done that. And I remember 2 years back when he was admitted in the Bhaktivedanta hospital, we had gone to see him. And his only anxiety was, he was talking about how to increase BTG distribution, how to increase Bhagavad Gita, whom to meet. That is his anxiety. So this is amazing. And also we have the example of youth. Like Rupa Gunapuru was saying, if you want to overcome stage fear, and fear of facing the public, the best thing is to go on book distribution. So we have some young devotees here who go in the local trains, and that's most amazing, because when you try to catch people and tell them, I want to tell you about Krishna consciousness, people say, I have no time. They run away. Everybody is running. You go to Churchgate station, people don't know where they are going, but they are running. They are walking very fast, they don't want to talk to you. But you catch them in the local train, they can't escape. You know, it's a captive audience. And it is said that 6 million people in Bombay travel in local trains. And 60% of total rail traffic in India takes place in Bombay's local trains. That's the amount of people traveling. 4,000 people in one train. Capacity of 1,700, but 4,000 to 5,000 people travel. So you enter a local train, you have all these people, you know, and they can't escape. And you make an announcement, you overcome all stage fear. And it's amazing. We have Pratik Kapoor Prabhu. I'm not sure if he's here. He's here. So he revolutionized this, along with a team of few devotees. They go out, they show the books, and they announce that we are from Hare Krishna, we distribute books, they give a lecture, and in the end they also speak in English a few sentences. So the people think that they're educated people, they're not making a business. So they get impressed, and then they show the books. So that's a very effective way. So I would like to request Pratik Kapoor Prabhu to tell us exactly what announcement he does, because this might inspire many of us here to go out in the local trains also. Pratik, can you just briefly tell us? Okay, imagine this is a local train and make an announcement. Come. Come here. So we are all seated in the train. Some of them are sleeping, some of them are reading newspapers, some of them are playing cards. Do it. Do the announcement. No problem. So people generally think, people think you are like those comb sellers, pen sellers. Yeah, start.
Haribol, as Vajrai Prabhu was mentioning, that the importance of distributing in local train, but I recommend only young devotees to do it because local trains are very crowded nowadays. And even when the terrorists wanted to disturb Bombay, they targeted the local trains. So basically it goes like this. You divide your announcement into three parts, like we all know, introduction, body and conclusion. So in the introduction you can just say that Hare Krishna, Hum Antarashtriya Krishna Bhavamat Sangh Se Aaye Hain, aur Gita Jayanti Ke Shubh Avsar Par Hum Aapke Liye Vishesh Kitab Leke Aaye Hain. And you can speak something like Hum Radha Gopinath Mandir Se Aaye Hain. This will be like the introduction. And in the body we can speak, it depends, this month we are distributing Gita, so we can speak some little philosophy, and that is like flexible. So we can speak like, is 21st sadi ka sabse bada rog na hi AIDS hai, na hi cancer hai, but hai mansik tanav, mental stress or tension. So like that we know some analogy which are heard in the lectures during Bhagavatam classes. So we can repeat that in the body, and as per the devotee is comfortable speaking the body of the announcement. And most important is actually the conclusion, how you end the announcement. And over here devotees should get little pushy in giving the books, and we can actually use statements like we can say ki hum aapse nivedan karte hain ki agar ek kitab ko lijiye apne jeevan mein utariye aur agar koi parivartan nahi hai to aap chhod dijiye usko. And we can say that ye keval cost price hai book ka, hum koi profit nahi bana rahe hain. Agar hum kitna newspaper magazine kharidte hain aur ye 65 rupees ka kitab hai. आजकल डायरी भी 65 रुपीस का नहीं आता है, आप देख सकते हैं मार्केट में जाके. तो हम ये केवल कॉस्ट प्राइस में बुक दे रहे हैं, एंड वी कैन, दिस इज जस्ट वन ऑफ द वेज टू डू इट, बट होल आइडिया इज दैट द कंक्लूजन शुड बी लिटिल पुशी, एंड देन आइडियली टू डिवोटीज शुड गो, बिकॉज इट इज मोर देन 150 पीपल आर देयर इन वन कंपार्टमेंट, एंड डिवोटीज शुड कम राइट इन द सेंटर ऑफ द कंपार्टमेंट एंड मेक द अनाउंसमेंट, एंड इट शुड बी लाउड इनफ दैट ऑल पीपल कैन हियर इट. And the best part is that even if nobody takes a book, at least they have heard a little bit of philosophy, and you can pass on the book to all the people.
Thank you, Pratik Prabhu. Hari Bol. Actually, once what happened, a few devotees are in the local train, and because basically you have to create a sensation. Because people, they are completely awestruck, you know, because they see you so bold and shouting, and that completely unsettles them, and you are actually bombarding, hitting their consciousness. So they see, they might get ripples. No, I don't want a book. Then they go out, they see another devotee distributing, they say, I don't want a book. They'll say no to 10, 15 people, but eventually, they might be a little curious. And this is just bombarding their consciousness. Like, you know, you go out on the street, you see an ad for Pepsi, enjoy Pepsi, and you say, I don't care. You see 15, 20 ads everywhere, and then you go to a restaurant, and subconsciously, we don't realize, but we ask for the same cold drink. So what happens is people bombard our consciousness and they make us, so similarly we go out, that's free advertisement. Sometimes you'll see that people don't take books, despite our pestering them, telling them so much, pleading so much. And sometimes you might be standing in the station, somebody comes and says, give me a book. What has happened is, he has been bombarded so much, that he comes and takes from you. And you might be telling some, so basically what I'm saying is there is no loss, even if nobody takes a book. You have made a dent into his consciousness. So he is affected. There is no loss. So this is a very, very effective technique. Just like, you know, if you have a door and you start banging that door, 10 people come and 10 heavy men come and bang the door, try to break it. It doesn't break. Then they go away. Then a puny little fellow comes and he just pushes it. The door falls off. No? That doesn't mean that this person has broken the door. Same way, we all go out and distribute books. Krishna will arrange the conditions for us to take these books. So this is a very, very effective technique. Local trains and devotees can experience this and try it. Basically, it will create a lot of adventure in our lives. Also, we have got permission to distribute books in railway stations. Last 2 years, we have been denied permissions by the Western Railway and Central Railway. And this year, somehow we have got permission for Dadar railway station for 1 day. That is the 1st of December. Churchgate, 5th December. Malad, 9th. December, Mumbai Central 15th, Andheri 22nd and Borivali 23rd. So if you are interested, you can meet Rishikesh Anand Prabhu and or myself, and you can come on that day to the railway stations and take part in book distribution. Also, during book distribution, there is one thing which is a very, very powerful technique which most of us never use or we feel scared to talk about. And what is that? That we will present through a short 1 minute skit. It might sound very simple, but then it's a very, very effective technique which most of us forget in ISKCON. So let us see what that technique is. It's a spontaneous skit. I just told him now to do it. Let's see if he can do it.
Can I come in, sir? Sir, I have come from International Society for Krishna Consciousness, sir. Sir, as you are aware, sir, there is Gita Jayanti. And on that occasion, sir, our International Society, you know, we are spread all over the world. Sir, we are distributing this Bhagavad Gita. I will show, sir. Sir, this new brand copy, sir. You see, sir. Sir, this costs only 65 rupees, sir. And it's hard bound. And you see the quality of the pages, sir. Very fine quality. And font size, sir, easily you can read this. And also see, sir, we have colored photographs. Sir, this book, if you go outside, this will cost at least 200 to 300 rupees, sir. See, such good quality book. Sir, so I recommend you to please take the benefit of buying this book, sir.
Oh, but actually I was waiting for something. That actually you told me about this book, the quality of books, the pages and the color photographs. But actually I was waiting that you will tell about the author, Lord Sri Krishna. So, I was expecting about Lord Krishna.
Anyhow, you buy it. Yeah.
Okay, anyways, this is a nice book. Thank you very much.
Actually, this is a real incident. This happened with one of our devotees. He went to a corporate office and the CEO, he gave him private audience. And this devotee convinced him so many times And this man kept hearing, because he was well dressed, he was in his office. And then they had a big discussion, and at the end, the CEO is saying, "My dear young man, you are from ISKCON, not once you told me about Krishna. That Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Krishna is all attractive, Krishna loves all of us, you never told us this. So if you had told me this, I would have been convinced." So there was such a powerful incident. After that day, this devotee always, whenever he goes out, he says, "This book talks about Krishna. Krishna is our well-wishing friend. He is our father. Krishna loves us." He always speaks about Krishna. And all his classes also he gives, he always speaks about Krishna. So this is a very, very effective technique. Actually, many times, we should try to recollect this statement from the Bhagavatam, where Narad Muni tells Vyasadeva, that if we simply speak about Krishna, even if our expressions are imperfectly composed, it will create a revolution. Edvag visargo janataga viplavo. Even if it is abuddhya yatrapi, even if it is imperfectly composed, it will create a revolution. Because Krishna, that word Krishna is not different from Krishna. Just like if we eat food from a plate of an infected patient with TB, we also get the disease. Similarly, if somebody is infected with Krishna consciousness and is speaking about Krishna always, a person cannot escape. He has to become a devotee. So, I would like to request at this point of time, His Grace Jagannath Prabhu to speak a few words, because he is a person who has been distributing books for the last since 94, almost 12 years. Very rock steady, very inspiring. Presently serving as the temple president at Belgaum. And he's been very kind enough to come here and inspire all of us.
Hare Krishna. So the Vrajvihari Prabhu mentioned this incident was with me only. So it was on one of the Saturday. So, on one of the, earlier we used to have marathon for 3 days, monthly marathon, once in a month, every month there used to be marathon, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There was Saturday, I met this person on Saturday where most of the offices are closed, and I was convincing on a mundane level, and ultimately he told me that you are not Krishna conscious yourself, and you should speak something about Krishna. So I was little hurt, because somebody from outside saying that you are not speaking about Krishna. So, in the second half of the day, I went in the train and I decided whatever happens, I will speak of Krishna only. And I was crazily speaking word Krishna, and many of the sentences were not having many meaning also. Just is spoken by Krishna, Krishna spoke to Arjuna, Krishna was on battlefield, and I decided I will speak. And normal that time I distributed more books on that day. So I realized that actually Krishna is working, and actually it's a good way to become Krishna conscious also. So over the many years I used to distributing this literature, and I'm fortunate enough I can say that. And two things in my life inspired me most to every year distribute these books or whatever help I can extend for my purification, is that one is Srila Prabhupada's Lilamrit, his life sketch, where again and again so much emphasis is there, and Prabhupada's joy to hear his book being distributed. And another is most important thing which I impelling always is I regularly practically read Prabhupada books, and it always give me great, like say, inspiration in my life. And this is the treasure that people are missing it. And I always throughout the year I look for marathon where I can at least some way I can help in distributing these books. So always every year practically since I came in the contact, I try to distribute these books. Many people sometimes argue that actually book distribution kya hota hai, how many devotees you have made, but that is not a correct argument. Few years back, here book distribution in church, Vijay Prabhu came in ashram and he put forward a question to all the resident devotees that how many of you have come through book distribution, and surprisingly 50% resident devotees raised their hands that we came through book distribution. That is one. And it's a wonderful activity to remain Krishna conscious. Like say in preaching, many times we may speak, may not be taken weightage by the other person. But book is such a medium, people accept as an authentic scripture. So if somebody buys it, he takes with so much respect. Suppose if I want to preach a commissioner of income tax, or I want to preach some very big man in Bombay or so. So it is very difficult, so many obstructions are there. But when I have to distribute in Bombay, I have to go to any place, enter any cabin and do book distribution. And he is getting Prabhupada's mercy. And so many places we can extend ourselves. Recently, some days back, I was near Vijayawada. So Vijayawada, that area is that, there is a conversion is there. Christians are due to making a cheap conversion, not making them actually Christians. And due to that, in that area, 50% of the people are converted Christians made in recent past. And our book distributors are doing a book distribution. But 50% people outright say, we don't want to be in touch with that. If this book distribution had been done much time back, at least they will be favorable to ISKCON. So book distribution makes such a powerful impact in somebody's life that Prabhupada's mercy is always there. I've made in ISKCON Prabhupada's movement. You see, most of the people you find that earlier time, they're doing book distribution. I was doing once in Mumbai Central Station. And I just started, and surprisingly one sannyasi was standing in front of me. He was Jayadwad Maharaj. And I was so happy to see that I just starting book distribution, Jayadwad Maharaj, very auspicious beginning. And Jayadwad Maharaj, how much is the book? I said, Maharaj, you can take free because I don't want to charge you anything. So he says, no, I want to distribute books. So he took me around from a dozen books from me. And he says, while you are off, I'll distribute over here. Gopi Parandam Prabhu came to Belgaum temple where I was in Belgaum. He was mentioning, he was asked that what is the source of inspiration throughout your this thing? So he said, two things always were source of inspiration and joy for me to continue. One is that, one, I was doing so much book distribution, that is one. And another is that I used to steal Prabhupada's Mahaprasad. And due to that, I personally feel that I am always in this thing, Prabhupada's movement, continuing for years. So book distribution is such a wonderful activity to remain Krishna conscious, to give Srila Prabhupada's association to so many wonderful way to any person whom you can meet. Like say I visited one company in Raigarh. So the person of whom I was meeting was a Christian. So I was in two minds whether he will give permission or he will not give permission. So nonetheless I decided better to approach him. So I approached him. He gave me a wonderful welcoming. And I asked that I would like to do in your company so that all the employees can benefit. So I was in that he will not be favorable. But surprisingly, he says, I have got your Bhagavad Gita in English. And he says, I have got two copies of your Bhagavad Gita in English. He says, when bus came, I took and otherwise I took. And he said, narrated me one incident which surprised me. He says, in a company, we have got a colony. And in colony, there are 60 houses. And one time a person was dying and all 59 are Hindus. I am the only one who is Christian. And one time a person was dying and for them, dying man, they wanted to read Bhagavad Gita. And they wanted to read Bhagavad Gita, no Bhagavad Gita at home. And they tried in all 59 houses, nobody had a copy of Bhagavad Gita. And ultimately they came to me, I gave a copy of Bhagavad Gita, they read in front of the dying man and he passed away. So many times we feel that people have got Bhagavad Gita, but that's not correct. Very few minor portion have got this copy of Bhagavad Gita. And this wonderful opportunity, we can please Srila Prabhupada in wonderful way. Prabhupada liked it very, you can read Lilamrita. He was very much like say enthused by book distribution course. So we should have an all endeavor for this activity. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
There are some major heart transformations that Jagannath Prabhu has affected. I'll just tell one. In 2002 December marathon, Mahanand Prabhu and one more devotee that put up a book table at Panvel, and Jagannath Prabhu had arranged all these stalls.
And one man came, this table was put for 7 days, and this one man came and he started abusing the devotees right on the face. He said, "Where is your God? I want to kill him." This was the kind of statements he was making. But the devotees had been trained in the book distribution seminars that you should always smile, you should give Mahaprasad. Though they were seething with anger from within, but they controlled themselves. Every day this man was going and coming, and he would abuse the devotees and go back. But on the last day, surprisingly, he took a book. Because the devotees were, you know, making a dent into his consciousness. They were just standing there and smiling. He actually took a book. And the most amazing thing is, this is not the end of the story. This was December 2002 when he actually took a book. By December 2003, this man was already chanting 16 rounds. He was already having a program going on in his house. And he came for our Mayapur Yatra. And he is Sudhir Tandel Prabhu. And I don't see him here. I think he's left for the day. He comes for our Sunday feast program every Sunday. He's a Pakka devotee. He's already gone to Mayapur, Vrindavan a dozen times. Now, how did he become a devotee? Just by taking a book at a book table. So, book distribution does really affect. And as Jagannath Prabhu said, two very, very important points. One is Prabhupada Lilamrit, seeing Prabhupada's struggles. And second, knowing that this service gives a lot of joy to Srila Prabhupada. Regarding Prabhupada's own struggles, we all know that in the late 50s, when Prabhupada had no financial support, no institutional support, and his biggest anxiety was not whether he was going to get food in the morning, afternoon, lunch. His biggest anxiety was to print, publish books and distribute them. And his major expenditure is to account in his diary all the expenses. His major expenses was postage. You know, he was sending books and letters and articles. And also another point is Prabhupada's joy that you would experience. When the marathon started, there was a letter written by Prabhupada, which is a very historical letter, to Keshav Prabhu in Los Angeles. They started distributing 2 big books in a day, and that was a big news. And he called up his brother Karandar, and he said, two big books, we are also going to start. And then slowly, it came to 20 big books. And eventually in 4 days, they had managed to distribute 20,000 books in America. Prabhupada was so happy, he wrote a letter to the devotees saying that, this service is not only pleasing to me, but I am assuring you that you have received blessings of my spiritual master million times over than what I have given you. So this letter, this particular phrase, everybody knew that Prabhupada would always say, "No, I bless you." But million times over was such a striking statement, and this copy of this letter was circulated to all the ISKCON centers. And devotees became very, very inspired. So Prabhupada's main message was that, as Jagannath Prabhu said, speak about Krishna. When in Montreal they had arranged a program for Prabhupada, all programs were getting flopped. Nobody was coming for the program. It was a big disturbance, disappointment, and devotees apologized to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, "I am not disappointed. Even if nobody takes a book, even if nobody becomes a devotee, I am going to shout to the sun, to the stars, to the sky, to the moon, that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. I am going to go and tell everybody that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, because I want a certificate from Krishna that here was a sincere soul who tried to preach my glories. I don't want a certificate from a pack of donkeys." Prabhupada concluded that. So Prabhupada has emphasized many times that we have to glorify Krishna. And the third reason, which is actually the most important one, that is book distribution teaches us humility. Because we are forced to become humble. There is nobody waiting for us with garlands and welcoming. People abuse us. If you read Indradumna Maharaj, there is such amazing adventures and so much humiliation you have to go through just for pleasing Prabhupada. It's very inspiring. And the best example for this is His Grace Govinda Prabhu. I don't know if you're going to say how, when he was a new bhakta here, he went for book distribution with Krishnanand Prabhu. And that story is very amazing. I don't know if he'll narrate it here, but I hope he will do that. So he would distribute books, and he said how he has come from a small village in Belgaum, and he would go out and would be very scared. But that's how he developed courage and faith in Srila Prabhupada's books. So I would like to request Govind Prabhu to say final words of encouragement to all of us regarding book distribution.
Someone was speaking about public speaking, and people pay a lot of money to learn how to speak in public. But the best way to learn public speaking is by distributing books. and you don't have to pay anything to anybody. And rather by going out and distributing books, you learn how to speak, and then Krishna speaks with you. Prabhupada speaks with us, because we are pleasing Srila Prabhupada. Of course, Jagannath Prabhu should have been speaking the concluding words, because he touched the nerve of the matter, saying that how this gives joy to Srila Prabhupada. And Lilamrit is full of this principle. If you want to please me, please distribute my books. We see, when Prabhupada met Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in the concluding of their talk, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told him to preach. And then he said, this will do good to you, and this will do good to everybody. And this is how it works. If we see how Krishna consciousness has spread, take our own community, our extension centers, you know, Belgaum, Kollapur, our Palghar, Boisar, and then villages in Nigdi, and then Wada, all these places, one people became devotees. Madhavanand Prabhu became devotee in Palghar. Now there is a center in Palghar, hundreds of devotees in Boisar. One person became a devotee. And in Belgaum, Vrindavan Prabhu, he came in touch with devotees. I remember three or four of us, we would sit and he would tell us, we will spread around Krishna consciousness, we will do this, we will do that. Only four devotees. We were not even devotees. I had some interest in being a fanatic Hindu. That's all. So only four people were sitting and talking, we will spread. And I never imagined that will go out of our colony. And now there are more than 1,000 devotees. And in Ratha Yatra, it attracts largest crowd in India. More than 30,000 people take prasad there. One person took it and he preached. Hundreds of devotees became devotees. In Wada, our Achyut Patil, Rohini Priyaguru preached to him. The whole village, Wada, Ambista, somewhere in, you know, Bhivandi, so many villages, people are becoming devotees. I was there last to last week for Govardhan Puja. Hundreds of villagers chanting Hare Krishna and trying to preach Krishna consciousness, practice devotional service, and they are going and connecting to others. And that formula which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gave, it will do good to you, and it will do good to others. And therefore Mahaprabhu's prediction, Prithvi Acheta Nagaradigram. How does it happen? Because Mahaprabhu is the original book distributor. He told that Kurma Brahman. He said, what was that? Yara Deka Tarakaha Krishna Upadesh. Amaragya Guru Eidesh. Tara Eidesh. Lord Chaitanya told by anyone you meet, you talk about Krishna. Jagannath Prabhu spoke about that. And then Lord Chaitanya told, by speaking about Krishna, because Kurma Brahman was fearing that Maya will capture him. He said, if you speak about Krishna, Lord Chaitanya said, Maya will not touch you. Rather, in this very place, you will have my association once again. I remember one time, Radhanand Maharaj told, he said, one can practice devotional service. There are 64 items of devotional service. But if you want to be a follower of Lord Chaitanya, there is only one way you can go back to the spiritual world, by preaching about Krishna, by distributing Krishna's knowledge. So therefore this book distribution, many things have been spoken, is the best way to learn many things about devotional service. Shyam Sundar Prabhu says, Krishna consciousness he liked because of two reasons. One, it is very humorous, and second, it is very adventurous. And yesterday we were discussing, third, it is very like a miracle one. People want to go to these jadugars, magicians, to see all different kinds of magic. But just go in the street and preach Krishna consciousness, you experience unlimited magic. And what is the magic? The magic of touching Prabhupada's books and going back to the spiritual world. I conclude with a story that one devotee was distributing a book and then suddenly saw an elderly person. This was in Europe. And this devotee felt that I should give him this book. Now this is a European man, never been to ISKCON, never knew anything about Krishna. This devotee approached and he spoke directly about Krishna. He didn't talk about the pages, about the color plates, about the, you know, less price, but rather he directly spoke about Krishna. He said, this is God. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and is discussing this knowledge to his devotee. How we should surrender to Krishna, how we should become his devotee. And this man is looking at the picture of Krishna and he was not seeing. There was no eye contact. Devotee is trying to have eye contact, but this man was looking at the book. He was staring at the book. His eyes were remaining open. And suddenly, this man fell down. Holding his book, holding this Bhagavad Gita, the book fell on his chest, like standing like this. And he's looking at the book, Bhagavad Gita, and he fell down. Right on the street. And this devotee realized that this person has some difficulty. He called out few people. People came there and they started pumping him. And then they called the ambulance. The ambulance came, but it was too late. This person had a massive heart attack, holding the Bhagavad Gita, looking at Krishna, looking at Arjuna, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partha Dhanurdhara. And hearing about Krishna, he departed from this world. That is the power of the Bhagavad Gita. Just see, that at the last moment of his life, he came in touch with the devotee. God knows what kind of activities he had performed. All kinds of sinful activities. But simply by coming in contact with Gita at the last moment of his life, his destination was, because Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Antakalecha Mameva, he went back to the spiritual world. So therefore, this is the power of the books. It directly brings us back to the spiritual realm. So therefore, you know, these are the great book distributors, Braj Bihari Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, Jagannath Prabhu. They actually created history at Radha Gopinath temple. When we would go out, I was very bad. You know, Krishnanand Prabhu would actually abuse me. I should not say like that. He was forcing me to distribute books. And he would push me inside the train. Go. If you don't go inside, and then he would chastise me. And with great fear, I would go inside. And I would try to distribute few books. And if I could distribute 7 books, I would feel very happy. But when these devotees came, Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, Braj Bihari Prabhu, Vrindavan Anand Prabhu, now what was their score? Within 3 hours, 350, 360, 375. That's amazing. And because they had the power and they had the enthusiasm, and they realized that by distributing books, not only we will get benefit, but others also get benefit. So we hope that in this marathon, we will please Srila Prabhupada, as we discussed in our last week, that hundreds of books will be flying in our hands. Not that we are giving, the books will fly in the hands of the non-devotees. And in turn, from their hands, the books will fly to others' hands. Prabhupada called one of the section of the Lilamrita Satsarup Maharaj, planting the seed. And this book distribution is like, you know, distributing the seed of banyan tree. What is the nature of banyan tree? One seed, when we plant in the ground, eventually that becomes a huge tree. And in turn, that tree has unlimited seeds. So that is how Krishna consciousness spreads. Like we were in one temple in Pittsburgh. This is a South Indian temple. And they said, they were talking that this was their meeting. They said, okay, we have a nice system, we are doing very authorized worship of the Lord, but who comes to our temple? Just the ISKCON temples, they are bubbling with enthusiasm, there are activities. But why it is happening like that? Because devotees know that preaching is the essence. Purity is the force, preaching is the essence.
and therefore everyone. I never wanted to preach. When I gave my first class, Maharaj asked me to give. We used to have class here, right in the middle. I was so nervous, and only 3 devotees were there. Not such a big crowd. And still I was shaking. I was sweating, I was trembling, and I could only speak for 3 minutes. Now I can't stop only. Unfortunately. Why? Because, you know, we were forced to go out, face the crowd. You know, Bombay was too difficult for me. I'd never seen Bombay, never knew anything about Bombay, and I'm standing right in VT station of all the place. Hundreds and thousands of people are walking, and we are made to distribute books. What to speak of distribution? One devotee, he could not speak any other language other than a broken village Marathi. Even the Bombay Maharashtrians would not understand his language. But the spirit was so great, he would take his Harinam Chadar and hold like this with few books. And he would just say, no, he would hold his Harinam Chadar. And people would take some small booklet and put some coin. And he would stand there every day in the evening hours 4 to 6. It was very painful. He was coming from a nice village. Father was a landlord. He was not a beggar, but he was standing because he could not speak. He could not convey the message because people even could not understand his Marathi language. So he was holding his Harinam Chadar, putting some booklet. People would come and he would just push his Harinam Chadar in front. And then they would take the booklet and put some coin. And that was the spirit. So therefore, to experience the power of book distribution, the power of Prabhupada's mercy, the miracle, the magic, everyone should go out and distribute Prabhupada's books and please Srila Prabhupada. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki! Srila Prabhupada's book distribution marathon ki! Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki! Gaur Premanande!
Hare Krishna. We have concluded this meeting today, but there's so much more we could discuss. But Rishikesh Anand Prabhu will be here. He will follow up and he will address your queries and he will help you get books from the book Godown also. But right now, as you are going out, you can go down to Bhaktivedanta Hall. We have a very beautiful film on Nandarani Mataji. This movie is titled Remembering the Glories of Nandarani. And around 10-11 sannyasis have spoken on this, including His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, who has given a 15 minutes talk on Nandarani. So you can all see this movie down. You can go down stage now. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada Transcendental Book Distribution Marathon Ki Jai!